We asked Mayor Ames if rural Utah has been neglected by state government. He said that's not necessarily the case for Gary Herbert, the former governor that he previously interacted with, but he said that new Governor Kotz has a soft spot for small towns. Kotz was once mayor of Fairview in the San Pete Valley, and he has a number of rural economic initiatives. The mayor said that in last year's elections, he supported Kotz, whose campaign toured through Francis. He said Kotz understands the importance of small towns. The mayor said that even Francis, with a population of about 1,500, is significant for its proximity to larger municipalities.
We're not just a bunch of farmers and ranchers and you know, agricultural people. There are those there who are doing it on smaller scale than they used to. But we're a city with people that commute to Salt Lake and commute to Provo for their jobs. So they're people who spend their large part of their lives in the big city and have that part of their life, but then come home to this small city. So it's not we're just this little blip on the radar that doesn't matter. We're the same people that are in the cities doing the jobs in the cities that people are thinking about every day.
During the phone call with the governor, he talked about the impact on Francis during the past year of pandemic. Ames said financially they anticipated a major decrease in sales tax from 15% to 25%. Instead, their sales tax was up a little over 30% due to the unique economy in Francis.
We don't have a whole lot of commercial, at least not customer-facing out, you know, big buildings on the street that people see that we get sales tax revenue from. We have a lot of home-based businesses in Francis, and there's a few, you know, customer-centered businesses where people walk in, but mostly it's home-based businesses. So the home-based businesses seem to be doing well, and then we also share in a pool of sales tax revenue that comes from the state because we're a smaller municipality, and so that pool apparently didn't get hit as hard as people anticipated as well.
He said one challenge he has as a small town mayor is getting the word to constituents.
How do you do messaging to small city residents as a mayor? I don't have news channels. I don't have radio channels. We have social media. We have the water bill. There's very few ways to communicate with people. How do we best message? How are those messages received? Because, you know, there's a lot of diverse opinions, even though it's a small city.
He also told the governor about working together with the other South Summit towns of Camas and Oakley. Ames said they're not competitors. During the pandemic last spring, he said the Camas Valley mayors often met and planned together.
We're working with the county, for example, on a Eastern Summit County sewer study that this county has been conducting, and we're supporting that to look at whether it's feasible to have a valley-wide sewer district for this Camas Valley instead of having three different sewer treatment facilities and everybody losing efficiencies because we're not sharing and working on that together.
Francis Mayor Byron Ames. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.